This episode is brought to you by ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Whether you're buying or selling a home, get matched with up to three top selling agents in your area. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Savvy Savings with Amanda is a special segment that appears in every episode of the Rock on the Money podcast. You can find Amanda on Twitter and Instagram at Agile Amanda, as well as our Facebook group. For more information, head on over to rockonthemoney.com. And now, here's Savvy Savings with Amanda. What you got today?
Today's topic is clothing.
Clothing? So anti-guy.
I don't think that's true. When I met my husband, he was spending way more money on clothing than I was.
Whoa, that's cool.
He loved the Express. I mean, he hasn't gone there much since.
What's the Express? What is that?
Express? It's like, I don't know. You only find it in a mall, and malls are always expensive.
Oh, okay.
Did you know Americans spend an average of $1,700 a year on clothing?
That's definitely not me.
Mm-mm, me neither.
No.
But there are plenty of ways to trim the bill and still look good. So you could, one, sell what you don't wear. So if you haven't worn something in a year, you likely are not going to. And I'm guilty of this, just as guilty as anyone else. There are some things, like I go through my closet and there might be a piece of clothing I pick up and I'm like, oh, I haven't worn this in 10 years. But for some reason, it sparks some kind of emotional reaction in me and it doesn't make the cut. This last year was brutal, though. I like took a hatchet to my closet. I just really downgraded. But the tip here is if you start the year, and we are now in the very beginning of the year, so now's the perfect time to start it. Start the year with your hangers all going one direction. And then every time you wear an item and you pull it off the hanger, just flip that hanger around when you put it back in the closet. So at the end of the year, the hangers will tell you what you haven't worn that year.
Ooh, I would have to be consistent and remember to do that.
Yeah. The other trick I heard from someone else is that they just put things in like the back of the closet and they only pull from the front, or they pull from a certain section, or you could just make a different section. Like you could section off your closet and only put back in things that you worn in one area. And then you would know, oh, this other area, I didn't touch at all. So I can just toss them.
Okay. So that is what I have been doing.
Yeah.
And then I have a huge section of clothes that I've ended up not touching, and I'm ready to just dump them.
Oh, good. Well, I have an idea on what you can do with them.
Oh, we're going to go in trash bags. What should I do?
Well, you can sell what you don't wear if it's in a good condition.
Oh.
Couple of different places you can do that without even leaving your home. You could post it. There's an app called ThredUp.
Oh, another app?
Yeah, it's another app.
So what's ThredUp?
ThredUp, they will send you a package, an upcycling like package in the mail, a mailer bag, and you just put all, you have to be picky because they are very picky. So put all of your best stuff in that package. They pay for all the shipping. You ship it to them. They have people who will then go through it and then they'll make you either an upfront offer, which is usually pretty low, or you can be patient and wait for it to sell on their marketplace. And then it's like an online consignment shop, basically.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But when they go through and sort when it comes in, they only pick like the best of the best. So if you send them a whole bunch of things, they're either you get a choice up front. You can either pay to have them ship back what they don't want, or you can say, no, you can just donate what you aren't using.
Wow.
So that's one option.
Okay.
Mercari is another option. It's kind of like the new eBay, where you just can post anything that you want to sell on it, not just clothing, but anything. And you can ship using it. So it's kind of like an eBay, except there aren't bids involved. Well, there are bids, but only if you want to pay less than the posted price.
Hmm.
Yeah. The other place is Facebook Marketplace. So if you want to you don't want to ship anything, but you want to try and get rid of it locally, Facebook Marketplace is a good thing to use there as well.
How does Facebook Marketplace work for you in your area?
Oh, it's great.
In my area, it has not done well. Craigslist has still worked better for me. Believe it or not, Craigslist is still working.
I don't believe that.
It is. Craigslist in my area is super active still.
You might just think that because your name is Craig.
Well, yeah. No, I'm serious. Our Facebook Marketplace in my area has really gone. And there's also different cities have the yard sale section.
Yeah, yeah.
And that gone out of control.
Yeah, I find the best things on Facebook Marketplace. Okay. I even found, I find people that do things around the house on Facebook. Like, I found the best mobile car detailing person. He comes right to my house. He's local. It's very inexpensive compared to taking it somewhere. And my car gets detailed right in my front yard. Or, you know, I have other contractors I found on Facebook Marketplace. And, you know, obviously you vet them, but I found it's been a really great source.
I'll give them another shot. Okay, go ahead.
All right. So other ways to save on clothing, back to our topic. You can shop at thrift stores. So like I mentioned earlier, my husband used to love shopping at Express. He probably, he doesn't have a reason to wear those type of clothes anymore, but I shop almost exclusively at TJ Maxx or Ross for my clothing. And you'd be amazed, you can find a lot of really great name brand items there. Like I get my Calvin Klein suits and dresses at TJ Maxx, and they're a fraction of the cost. You do have to check for imperfections. Sometimes they're sent to these discount stores because they're not exactly, like the seams might not meet the quality standards during the quality check. So you do just have to inspect before you buy it, but usually they're perfectly fine.
Okay.
You can also shop at real thrift stores like Goodwill, Salvation Army, or local thrift stores. Watch for bargain days, especially at these local thrift stores. Every year before school starts, my sister goes to the local thrift store up in Wisconsin, and they have like fill a bag for, I don't know, a couple dollars, and she gets all of the kids back to school clothes for less than $20.
Wow. That's
cool. Yeah, it's crazy. Another tip is to check the tag before you buy something. It might seem inexpensive when you purchase it, but if you have to dry clean an item, that will significantly increase your cost of ownership. So that's something that you have to think about, even if you are buying things at the thrift stores. You want to make sure you're taking care of your clothes and follow those care instructions to help maximize the life of your clothing. So don't wash more than necessary. It does break down your fibers. And outer layers can go usually a number of wears without washing. So if you have just a cardigan you throw on over your clothes when you're cold, that would be a good thing to just put back on a hanger and air it out without a washing in between. Mm-hmm. If you have nicer clothes, you want to iron those on the lowest setting recommended to prevent wear on the fibers. And hang dry your items if possible. The dryers do wear things out. Another tip while you're shopping, you want to buy out of season. Check those clearance racks, but again, don't buy it just because it's on sale. You want to only be buying what you want or what you need. So it's also important that you go into a store with a list in mind, like you would have a shopping list for grocery shopping, an idea of what exactly type of pieces you need for your wardrobe. Skip the expensive workout clothing. The exception for this, ladies, is to make sure you are still getting a quality sports bra. That's one area you really can't skip quality on. But in terms of other workout clothing, again, I get mine at TJ Maxx, and there are plenty of options there that are a fraction of the cost.
Are you talking about like Lululemon?
Yeah, your favorite Lululemon.
No,
I have never bought one and will never.
I don't go there, but that was one stock that I wish I had. The thing keeps going up. It's been a killer on Wall Street. It's been unbelievable. People must be shopping there because the stock has just been out of control.
Some people are, but they aren't looking forward to their retirement plans, probably.
No. Just to recap, last year, the stock started in January at 123 and at the end of December, 224.
Wow.
Almost a double. So somebody's going to Lululemon. Anyway.
Crazy. Another tip is to buy inexpensive basics like t-shirts from discount stores. So Target and Walmart both have piles of just plain solid color t-shirts in every season that you can pick up for less than $10 a shirt. So that's something great. And, you know, if you throw a sweater over it or something else, or a jacket, it looks just fine.
I do that.
Yeah. I mean, no one's going to know if you have a name brand t-shirt. Right. Yeah,
they all look the same.
They all look exactly the same.
They do.
You can have swap meets with your friends. So if you go through your closet and find things that you haven't worn in a while, but then if you get rid of it, then you would have nothing in your closet. You might want to just coordinate a swap with some friends who are similarly shaped.
Okay. Yeah. That's an awkward conversation to have.
Yeah. No, hey, do you want to swap some clothes? Or maybe a sister or brother? I don't know. Here's a good tip. If you have a special occasion, you can look at borrowing or renting one-time use clothing. So I've used Rent the Runway in the past. It's a website where you can rent designer gowns from, just for like an army ball or some, or a wedding or some other event, and then you just ship it back and it's a fraction of the cost. So you can get like a, you know, a lot of ladies have these $100, $200 gowns in your closet that you wore one time and they just collect dust. So I've gone the way of renting now.
So is that how you've done that?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow.
Fraction Slick. Of the cost. Yeah. And then finally, you can learn how to mend your clothes to extend the wear. I mean, it doesn't have to go to the extent of darning socks like grandma does, but there is something to be said about if a button falls off, don't toss away the entire shirt. You can just sew that button right back on.
Okay, so you've accused me of being cheap already.
I don't think I have.
No, that was like five episodes ago, but that's okay. Oh. I am cheap. But
okay. Let's say frugal.
The point, you said something about ironing.
Yeah.
I ended up buying an expensive iron.
Oh, no.
But I did add a recommendation to Consumer Reports, and it was the best thing I've ever done. It's a $100 iron.
Hmm.
But because it is very precise on the heat and has a lot of jets for the steam
on
it, it's a very high quality steam iron. This thing is amazing.
Oh,
And my clothes, I can tell, are lasting longer by using a quality iron.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people buy $10 or $20 irons. And the temperatures are not precise on those things whatsoever. Yeah. They're awful. Yeah. They don't do a lot of steam. I wish I had bought one of these years ago.
You know what? You should post a link to the iron that you bought.
It's called a Rowenta. Have you ever heard of that?
Never.
Rowenta.
Huh.
And it was the number one rated iron on Consumer Reports, which is why I got it. And then I had to watch a video. I actually watched a video on how to iron. Because
there you go.
The way this thing irons, I had no idea all these little neat features that are on this iron that helps you iron like dress shirts and stuff. I had no idea. It's crazy.
Well, I tell you, I rarely iron. I am intentional with what I purchase, and I look for things that aren't going to wrinkle easily.
Okay. Yeah. So one last quick thing about not having to iron. So when I wear dress shirts, I have these things called shirt stays. Do you know what those are?
Oh, now, are you know the little because you're triangles you're, that go in your collars?
No. They are clips that attach to the bottom of a dress shirt for men.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
and then you attach them to your socks.
Your socks,
Mm-hmm. I've had people laugh at me because I wear these things. I didn't know these things exist. Nice. Well, you're a military wife. You probably are familiar with these things.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I didn't know these exist. And because I would use those, I don't have to iron my shirts as often because they're always taut.
Yeah. Plus, anyway. I have a wrinkle release setting on my dryer. So if I get desperate, I just toss it in the dryer.
Yeah. So it's all those little things that if I don't have to apply heat to the clothes. Mm-hmm.
They last longer.
I hope all the women are understanding. Listen to me. I'm a guy interested in my clothes. I've learned a lot.
Yeah.
It only took me 50 years to figure all this out, but.
Well, that's all I've got on how to save in the clothing arena.
And I will post a link to Amazon for the Rowenta iron. And there's a little video on the page. I mean, you have to watch how to iron a shirt with this thing. It's the most amazing iron I've ever had. So
good to know.
Yeah. All right. Just a reminder, folks, check out rockonthemoney.com for links to all of the locations where you can subscribe to the podcast, direct links to Spotify, Apple, Google, TuneIn, all of them are listed right there on the front page of the website. Plus, we have all the podcasts hosted right there on the website so you can listen to it. We also break down the podcast to each individual question and make it a separate post so you can easily find what you are looking for. We also have great articles, guides to tell you how to freeze your credit, how to buy a vehicle, everything located on the website. If you find this podcast to be of value, please share it with a friend. Let them know about us. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button, that like button, wherever you're listening to the podcast. Let everybody else know that you love the podcast and help us spread the word. We're here for you. We're not charging anything for this. We're not selling anything. It's all for you. It's your community, and we're going to make this happen together. Thank you, everybody, and we'll see you again next time right here at Rock on the Money. America's Rockland USA. All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.